Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you setting goals but falling short? Does your business seem like it's not going anywhere? Don't give up. It's not your fault. Welcome to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Divine business strategies for real results. Host and faith-based coach Elise Smith challenges business owners to partner with the divine in their lives and in their work. Elise helps entrepreneurs find those key missing pieces of God, mindset, and strategy, and how to put them together so you can succeed. Your next big win is closer than ever with Elise coaching you on how to get there, how to prepare yourself to reach your next goal, and how to aim higher than you've dared to dream. Ready to be inspired and take action? Grab your list of goals and let's get down to business. Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith. Divine business strategies for real results starts now.
Hi, Ladypreneurs. I'm Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you are tuned in to Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. Now, I'm sure you're aware of that voice that comes in every once in a while that sometimes tells you to take crazy steps in your business, right? We all know that. And that's what we call our intuition or even the spirit. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about here today. You know, understanding, is it my voice? Is it God's voice? And what does it matter? And that's exactly what we're going to do here. I have my friend Sarah Soussoff with us today, and she is absolutely an amazing spirit, and I cannot wait for you guys to meet her. So Sarah, tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Hey, Elise, thanks for having me on. So I'm Sarah, and I am a mindset and mindfulness coach for step-parents. And I've done this for about 2.5 years and have realized in having a business how important it is to listen to your intuition and your inspiration and to move forward and take steps on those things. So that is where my passion is. What I love to do is help step-parents.
Oh, I love that. And I love how niche specific you are, right? That that you do have a passion to help step parents and you own that. And because of that, like that's that message that you have that's really strong. So thank you so much for sharing that. And I have to ask you, because I ask all my guests to really think about what message that they feel like they need to share with the world, especially these Christian women entrepreneurs. So tell us, what was it about this topic of slowing down and really understanding and listening to your intuition that made you want to talk about that today?
I have a few friends who have gotten the message over the last couple of years to slow down in their lives in different ways. One friend who was involved in a car accident, one friend who had a significant illness, and just it has been on my mind to think, slow down, slow down. And so many of us are so busy right now. We're doing so many different things as entrepreneurs, as women, maybe mothers, maybe wives. There's just too much going on. And as we're recording this, we're right in the middle of all the crisis of the coronavirus, which everybody's being forced to slow down for. And intuition and inspiration have been on my mind a lot lately because there's something that as we follow them, we learn the next step and the next step, and we're guided to help more and more people in our businesses.
Yes, exactly. I love that. And it's so important for us to slow down first, right? I completely agree with you. I've been telling people all day long, isn't it kind of funny that God kind of, and it's terrible to say the word funny with such a terrible thing, but isn't it ironic that God like slowed down the whole world? Like he knew we all needed a break, not only, you know, to connect with our families and to be able to take the time for ourselves, but for us to connect with him as well. I think that's so important. So talk to us about why is slowing down so important for you?
I tend to be a busy person, and in my childhood, I experienced some trauma, and as a person who experienced trauma, I tend to overcompensate for things and try to fill my life up sometimes so that I haven't had to think about things. So slowing down for me means time to heal and time to reconnect with God and time to decide what it is that I need to do and what ways God is directing and showing me that I can help other people, that I can heal myself more completely, that he can heal me more completely and move on to the next stage of transformation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the scripture comes to mind, be still and know that I am God.
Yeah. Right?
We just need to take that time to be still. You know, my husband was telling me, he's like, man, be careful what you wish for, because I was feeling overwhelmed, like about 4 weeks before all this really, really hit and things really did start to slow down. I was really just looking at my plate and saying, okay, I'm involved in too much. I love to be able to make a difference and get in people's, you know, influence and that kind of thing. And so I was doing so much, and God showed me this kind of different path of how to tackle things, of handling things 1 week at a time and being more proactive and that kind of thing. But then everything just kind of like left my plate because of all these ways that we've had to stay home. And
right.
So I hope that anyone who's listening to this, and that you, of course, Sarah, have had that time to be able to reconnect with God. I mean, even though COVID is a terrible situation here, man, what a blessing that we get to slow down.
Yeah. I agree with you completely. I think it's making so many people reflect on their lives, on their situations, on what's important to them. And it is a truly terrible thing. And I'm really sorry for the people that have died from this and that have been really sick from this. And at the same time, I know that sometimes God works in mysterious ways, and that there's always lessons that we can learn even through the hardest things that we have to go through.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always good when we look for it, regardless of the circumstance or situation. And I know it's easier to find that when you're not as affected as a lot of other people, but they're all blessings. So we talked about slowing down. Talk to me about what you feel like intuition and inspiration has done for you in your business.
That has been really interesting. The first, if I can share this, the first time I ever received inspiration about being a stepmom was when I was frustrated, when I felt like I was doing so much to take care of my two stepdaughters and nobody noticed or cared. And I got this immediate inspiration that God knew, and he appreciated what I was doing for his kids. And since then, being able to work in this business and having ideas of what to do, what's the next step, being able to trust that that is the right thing and feeling it and resonating with it has really helped me in my business to move forward and to do the things that I know I need to do for my stepmamas, my stepdads, to help them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Because your business and all of our businesses are more than just like money-making machines, right? It's your chance to be able to serve other people by following those next steps you were just telling us about. So when you say, you know, trusting intuition and inspiration, how do you know if it's from you, you're like your own thoughts, or when it's from God?
I feel like that's a question a lot of people ask. And there's kind of we want like a litmus test. Is this from God or is this not? And one of the best things I ever heard was, if it's good and it helps you and helps other people, it doesn't matter. And I think that's the state that I came to rest in and to peace in, is that it can be me or it can be God. And it doesn't make a difference. If it helps other people and it doesn't hurt anybody, then it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. I love that answer, because that's one of the questions I get all the time as a faith-based coach, right? Is how do I know if it's me or God? And I like to say, like, does it really matter?
Right.
You know, you gave the perfect litmus test. If it is good, if it's going to serve other people, if it's going to serve you and, you know, help you to build up the kingdom of God in whatever way that looks like for you, then it really doesn't matter. Right,
exactly.
So
and I love that you say that too. I feel like it comes from a fear of not being good enough or not understanding God or not knowing God and how great he really is and how much he really loves us. And when we have that connection and we trust that we're hearing what God wants us to hear, we move forward in purpose and power.
Yes, exactly. I think about how Christ always talked about how he is one with God, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe that, you know, Christ, God, and the Holy Ghost are three separate beings, but they're all one in purpose. And there's no reason why us as daughters of God can't be one in purpose with God as well. So if we think a good thought, it doesn't matter if it came from God or from us, if we're all one anyway, right?
Right. I love that, Elise. I love how you describe that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting chills. I love it.
Me too. So
great. Well, good. So how have you used intuition and inspiration in your business? Now that we talked about slowing down, how you receive that, what have you done with that?
So that's been a really interesting thing, because one of the things that's held me back the most is myself and kind of my fear of perfectionism, which is why I understand where that comes from. But the intuition that I've received in my business has been in working with my coaching clients to ask them questions, to kind of ask them to do things that will push them forward into the next step, or to help them see the ways that they might be getting in their way or making things more difficult for themselves. Mm-hmm. It's been such a process to learn to trust the inspiration, intuition that I get and the thoughts and kind of move forward with those and know that it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it. So when someone is thinking about intuition and inspiration in their business, what kind of advice or golden nuggets would you give them based on what you've been through?
If you have a thought, act on it. Kind of the same litmus test we talked about a second ago. But if you have a thought that would do something good for you or something good for your business or something good for the people around you, act on it. Don't give it time. Don't think about it. Don't delay, because then that prompting and that thought will go away. And you won't know what you would have missed out on. But do it right away.
Yes.
And also, just make sure that you're slowing down enough to hear it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so easy to get into that busy mode all the time where we don't even think about God sometimes, even though we want to. So slowing down, listening to that inspiration. Another thing that I would add to what you were just saying is don't listen to the second voice. When you get inspiration, you usually get that first prompting, right? That first inspiration or intuition hit or divine download, whatever you want to call it. And you know that's from God. You know it's a good thing. And then all of a sudden you start doubting of like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't contact this person that I felt impressed to contact earlier because I haven't talked to them in 20 years. Mm-hmm. And that voice is the adversary's voice. Because he knows how powerful that first intuition hit was. And if you act upon that, how much power you have. And so, of course, he's going to come in and try to be like, no, you didn't hear that right.
You can trust yourself. Don't worry about
it. I know. He's sneaky. Yeah. He's very sneaky. So, yes, act on it right away, even before that second voice comes. And be aware of that second voice, because that's the voice that usually stops us from our greatness.
I love that you added that. It's so true.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Thank you so much, Sarah. You have been a pleasure to have on here today. And if people want to get to know you more and what you're doing, tell us, where can they find you?
So the best place to find me, where I do free trainings in my groups, usually twice a week, is Step Up Mentoring. And that's on Facebook. It is for step parents or for anybody who's interested in learning more about mindfulness, slowing down, connection, etc. And that's the first best place to go. You can also go to my website, which is www.sarasusov.com, and that's sarasusov.com, and where you can book sessions, find out more about me, you can send me an email, sign up for coaching tips, and all that good stuff.
Good. We all know a step parent in our life, and even if they are not expressing their concern about mindfulness, send them Sarah's way, because she can work magic. So thank you. And if you want more of Sarah Susoff, please join Faithful Ladypreneurs, the free Facebook group on Facebook. And that way you get to watch her do a live video in the group as of the week that this airs. So come join us right away, so that you can watch for that advertisement of when she will come on. So that way she gets to pour more into all of us. So thank you so much for being here, Sarah. Your spirit is just beautiful.
Thank you, Elise. I feel the same way about you.
Aw, thank you. Thanks, ladies. We will see you next time on Divinely Driven Results.
Thanks for listening to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have a voice of self-doubt in our heads, that jealous inner dream stealer. Tune in every week as Elise Smith coaches listeners on how to overpower doubt by building belief in who you are and what you want to achieve. Let go of that dream stealer telling you no and dive into expansive potential. It's not just you. Your business needs divine inspiration and action too. Join in next week as we dig deep into what drives us to pursue success while empowering your mindset and setting strategies that work for who you are and your uniquely busy life. Experience the power of divine inspiration and practical guidance from a faith-based business coach. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.